My friends, welcome to the final day, day 9 in this Christmas novena to the infant Jesus of Prague. My name is Alvaro, and this is a channel Uniquely Mary. Thank you for joining me. If you would like to support this channel in any way, check out ways to do that in the description down below. If you are new to this channel, please subscribe and hit the like button. The last word, the last thing for us to reflect on in this novena is miracles. We need to ask for them. And when we ask for whatever it is that you're asking for, you're not asking just for yourself, but you're asking to be a witness to other people. The early church was converted by the sight of miracles. That's what moved their hearts. There were many other religions at the time with philosophies and argumentation, trying to make proofs as there is today. Think about all the different denominations out there. They all make good arguments to the average listener. Who's right? Who are we to listen to? There are so many videos on YouTube. How can you tell the difference? You can't. At the end of the day, there's too many arguments out there to know the truth. We need signs that make it clear to us what path we must follow. That's why Jesus performed miracles, so that people would believe him. That's why the apostles performed miracles. That's why the saints, God allowed them to perform miracles, and it's even the way that people are canonized in the church today, despite sometimes people being averse to that idea. So my friends, in this Christmas novena, ask for more. In this last day, whatever you have been asking for, ask for twice as much, because the world needs faith, and it's not going to come to faith unless we have something miraculous happen to change our hard hearts, to change our minds that just don't want to see. So be brave in asking courageously of the infant Jesus for what is in the deepest part of your heart. So now we continue with the Christmas novena. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus, who has said, "Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened," through the intercession of Mary, your most holy mother, I knock, I seek, I ask that my prayer be granted. Now, in the silence of your heart, boldly ask the infant Jesus for what you desire. O Jesus, who has said, "All that you ask of the Father in my name, he will grant you," through the intercession of Mary, your most holy mother, I humbly and urgently ask your Father in your name that my prayer will be granted. And now, in the silence of your hearts again, ask Jesus for that thing that you so wish to have. O Jesus, who has said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away," through the intercession of Mary, your most holy mother, I feel confident that my prayer will be granted. Now again, and for the last time, ask the infant Jesus for that which you want. Prayer of Thanksgiving. Divine infant Jesus, I know you love me and would never leave me. I thank you for your close presence in my life. Miraculous infant, I believe in your promise of peace, blessings, and freedom from want. I place every need and care in your hands. Lord Jesus, may I always trust in your generous mercy and love. I want to honor and praise you now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, it has been a great privilege for me to pray this novena with you. Merry Christmas, and may the infant Jesus grant you everything and so much more than you ask for. Please comment down below if this was helpful, and share with us what it is that you receive so that all of our faith can grow. Spend this time with your family. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next video.